Elaine. Behind lowered eyes, her women translate the minstrel's code. It was no simpering seduction, modest between maiden sheets. Hard-nippled, damp in the crutch and hot for satisfaction, Astolat's tart undresses, aching to haul Buck Lancelot between her knees. They know the unspoken dimensions of tale and truth, the acreage of chivalry's cool whispering, and the eavesdropped gasping behind knight errantry's curtain. She comes, shameless and panting, to him. They know the squeal necessities of flesh, the sorceries of lust, that courtly gestures in a tale's romance disguise the buffet of arses, the truth and smells of beds, with a lie's lacquer and confection's pampers to costume a shag. Percival. A round table's pretense democracy begets a rustic, a dungfoot, treading equivocal cowshit into court carpets, who must make it nearly to the top, and by hazard win his spurs. Errantry bibles a clod too daft to grasp the grail's wound, who blunders past the cup, and then, through divine gaucherie, retrieves Calvary's spear. Chastity's parable evolves a virgin guilelessness to dodge meat's snares, and green-chaste avoid sleek seductions. Then chivalry fine-tunes his duality. Too vegetable to squat the siege perilous, he passes romance's assault course, and artlessness succeeds, not by chance. Paradox grooms him to be Camelot's lurch visitor to grace. Galahad. Heaven's harnessings strap him tight from misdemeanor in unpierceable armor. He moves visored to cross temptation's landscapes. White haloed, under a white sun's aureole, relentless in a sparer light that eats the blood's needs, he scales rainbows to earn communion with marching stars, withholding a face that denies the world's mirrors. The fist that scorns the apple unsheathes to slice the snake. He rides unshadowed to that austere appointment with a tin cup in a glass country beyond Camelot's prancings, outside plastic honour and vows, beyond Astolat's shabby bedrooms or Excalibur's wet nest. Even further, than Avalon's sanitary mirage.